This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. We are very glad to have Greg Bloom in studio with us. Barber's Foods, you've heard him now for a couple of months here, several months actually, on Rush to Reason with John, and here on Haystack Help Radio and our Sportsman of Colorado show as well. You can check out their website at barbersfoods.com. And with that, we will welcome Greg Bloom. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great. What a beautiful day in the
Man,
Mile High City.
I
yeah,
tell you
it's
what.
Just great. Yeah.
We live in a great spot.
We do, and the days are getting longer. I've noticed we're gaining like a couple minutes a day now.
Right.
So that's nice.
I know. I hate that time change when it happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's hard. It's hard on me. But it's not. I like the seasonality. I like not having to mow the lawn this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right, well, barbersfoods.com, and like I say, you've been with us a number of months now with John as well, and I was telling you here before we started the show today, I'm just trying to find the words to express the taste that's the difference, man, because I'm telling you, as far as I know, we've tasted about everything that you guys offer, and had an Angus ribeye the other night, and had the chicken breast, the air-chilled chicken last night, And Greg, it's awesome.
Glad you're enjoying it. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Well, that's the proof's in the pudding, right?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't taste better, then you know.
And you know, my wife Victoria says, you know, I mean, here our whole life, I mean, walk into the meat counters at different stores, and you know nothing about that product.
Yeah, you don't know anything, and neither does the poor guy behind the counter. Because if you ring the bell and ask him, you get the deer in the headlights.
Sure.
They don't know.
Where did this come from?
I don't.
What ranch did this come from?
What farm did it come from? What did this chicken or animal eat?
Yeah,
they don't know.
Yeah, at all.
It's just, you know, it's not, no slant on them, but you know, people need to understand that in the conventional world, the way meat is grown, it's grown for efficiency to get the retailer the best price possible. I mean, the retailers sell on price. All of them do.
Right.
I mean, you think about being a retail store owner. So I own Costco and you own Kroger, big corporate monsters, right? But we're going to battle over price. So how do we battle for that same customer? Well, we do it through price, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we put pressure on our suppliers to give us the best price. We want the best price. So that puts the pressure on the guy producing the animal to grow the animal as fast as possible.
Right.
So that's what they do.
Yeah.
And so there's what gets compromised is the animal's welfare and the taste of the product because it's fast. It's fast.
Yeah.
You know.
And I mean, from packaging, which you don't eat that, but everything is just presented so well, and then, like you say, the end result is the taste from the salmon, man, over Christmas, and the wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, like the Pittman family, they don't use styro trays. Everything's
right.
in recyclable plastic. So you'll never see from barbers one of those trays that goes in the landfill that can't be recycled. So, yeah, you know, these families that we buy from, the Beeler's family for the pork, the Bittman family for the chicken, Dan Morgan's Wagyu Ranch, they all have to differentiate themselves somehow. So they do it through their story, the quality, and then the sustainability of their whole program. And that's what makes them different, and that's why we buy from them.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, who else has a story? Let's think about it.
There are some stories. For example, you know, to be fair, Whole Foods has some product in there that has a story and it's authentic.
Okay.
But you, when you go in there and wanted to like get connected to that ranch or connected to that producer, you can, it's lost in translation.
Sure.
They don't know, and you're going to pay a huge premium for it. And my point is, so if I had a competitor, it probably would be Whole Foods. But I just asked your listeners, do you want to buy from Amazon, or do you want to buy from a local Colorado native?
Absolutely.
And the price points are about the same.
Yeah.
So.
No, and that's another thing. The value,
right.
I mean, is there, dude. I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, your prices are unbelievable. I'm
very competitive.
How can you sell it for that when it tastes that great?
Sure, sure. Well, we have lower overhead than, I mean, I'm sure Whole Foods has better buying power than I do, Amazon, Whole Foods, but they have a lot of overhead, too.
Yeah.
You look at that store. And the people staffing that store, sure. You know, you've been to Barber's, yeah. warehouse for it. We're pretty slim. I mean, yeah. we have a warehouse. It's nice and it's efficient. It's cool, but, you know, there's five of us there. So.
Yeah, that works. Again, Greg Bloom is our guest, and it's Barber's Foods, barbersfoods.com. And just so I don't forget to mention it, anytime you go on that website to order, put in the promo code Haystack, and Greg's been kind enough to save us a few percent off of there. I mean, because, again, folks, this isn't, you know, marked up to cover that cost, whatever. I mean, he's giving us that discount off of his everyday, what I call his everyday low price, and we are very grateful for that. And so, all right, we got a great opportunity for some people that maybe want to get involved, and hey, a lot of people have lost jobs or maybe just want to add a few bucks to their income, sure. whatever. So, hey, whoever thought of being a meat ambassador?
A meat ambassador, yeah. We want to call them ambassadors because they're not just a representative. You know, there's a sales representative and they represent the products. But an ambassador actually knows a lot about the stories of the producers that we buy from. So we have three training modules. So if someone signed up to be a food ambassador, why would you want to become a Barber's Food Ambassador? Well, first and foremost, you would have access to all of our products to ship to your friends and your family and get a 10% commission on everything they buy passively, because we're still doing all the logistics, all the ordering. Sure. Just at checkout, your name is in a drop-down box at checkout, and they put your name in there, and then you get a check at the end of the month. So, you know, it's just a way for us to actually connect people to the story. It's really hard to tell the story even through our website.
Yeah, no,
I
it mean, is.
I can tell when I get on the radio here with you, we can tell the story of any of my producers, and that works.
Right.
That works well. But I can't do that every day. I think it's better to, what if we had, you know, 100 people out there as food ambassadors, and we've got a good core group so far, mm-hmm. Telling their friends and their family about the Beeler's pork and the Pittman chicken and the Dan Morgan Wagyu Ranch, and then they try it and they like it, and then they're supporting their family member.
Yeah,
yeah, so it works out great. So we just started that this month, and you're one of our pioneers testing the program.
Hey, man,
so
I'm excited,
thank
dude.
You. Thank
I can't
you.
Wait to get out of here and go talk about it, meat.
Yeah, but we got a fast track program where they just get on the phone with me, and I spend some time with them on the phone. And then we have three training modules on our website they can go through in the middle of the night or in the morning, whatever, on their own time, that we've put together that trains them about mm-hmm. exactly how to represent our products. Then we provide these really nice brochures yeah. that you and I have right in front of us, trifold brochures, so they can actually, you know, our mission is to reconnect people to their food,
right.
so they know where it's coming from and how it's raised, how it's humanely treated. And that's important to more and more people.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, we all talk about eating healthier, but how can you eat healthier if you don't know what you're eating, where it came from, and what's in it, and all this? So here's a good point. Hey, everybody's wanting to probably New Year's resolutions, eat better, eat healthier. To me, this is the first step.
Yeah, and you know, I love the fact that we get to participate in reconnecting people to their food, because I spend a considerable amount of my time with our producers in the USDA plants, going to visit the farms, so that I can legitimize the story that I've been there and mm-hmm. I know them and I saw this.
Sure.
You know, whereas, you know, corporate America doesn't do that. I have sold corporate America meat for 25 years, and I can tell you that I cannot remember ever one buyer, corporate buyer, because, and you know, slant on them, they don't have time, but that has said, I want to go see the farm. I want to go see the plant. I want to go mm-hmm. put my eyes and ears and see what you're saying is on this label. It's all price driven. And yeah, there's some paperwork. Is it really organic? They want to see some paperwork.
Sure.
Is it really antibiotic free meat? They want to see some paperwork. But they don't have time or the interest to actually go vet it out. And mm-hmm. that makes us different. I'm doing that.
Right. So how do people get involved in this, or if they've got questions about it, go to barbersfoods.com and...
Yeah, go to barbersfoods.com and look for the link that says Become a Food Ambassador. It's on the homepage, and it's also on the menu. And look at that. There's a two-minute video there that I did last week, just kind of welcoming them to the opportunity. And then there's modules that you go through, and you just click on a link, and then we email you some information. Then we call you and talk to you.
Right.
And we make sure this is a good fit. And the way it works is, you know, it's passive income, and it's, you know, you're an independent contractor. It's kind of like, very similar to some of my family members sell cosmetic products through direct sales like this.
Okay.
Over the years, we've heard of Mary Kay and
sure.
Avon. You know, that's where you have direct salespeople. And you know, we don't expect this to turn into a career for someone.
Right.
But if you had, 10 to 15 people that you know that over the next few months started buying their product from us, you know, meat is expensive.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't take that long to earn some good commission on this mm-hmm. product, because a very normal sale for us is between $300 and $500. Sometimes we get a sale for $1,000. So $1,000 sale at 10% is $100.
Yeah.
And if someone's doing that every month, that can add up.
Sure.
So it's not a bad deal.
And they're gonna you're not gonna get the call like, what did you sell?
Yeah,
me?
Where is this?
I mean,
where
did you get
this roadkill, yeah. Scott? No.
Yeah. So I mean, you don't talk about family members and relatives loving you.
Yeah.
I mean, with the assortment that you have, you know, and let's kind of run through that real quick for maybe people that haven't heard you before, of just the different products.
Yeah, we started with, the core items that we were already doing business with these farms. So the Pittman family raises air chilled chicken in Northern California. And by the way, that's the closest chicken plant, pretty much the closest air chilled chicken plant to Colorado. There is no chicken raised in Colorado, none. So that's why we buy from them, and we know the family. We've known them for many years. There, we know them personally. And so the air chilled chicken, and then the beef. Most of our beef comes from Frontier Natural. They're a Colorado company. We've been in their plant. I've been in their plant hundreds of times, and they do beef and bison, Angus beef and bison. And then our Wagyu comes from Dan Morgan's ranch about 5 hours from Denver in the sand hills of Nebraska. And then we do, I've had opportunity many times to talk to Taryn, our fisherman who lives in northern Idaho but catches all of our Alaskan salmon.
Right, yeah.
And we have about 3 pallets of that left out of 20 pallets. So
okay.
I would tell people, if you eat fish for Lent or you want to have some before we run out, just order that now.
And it's just the larger long fillets?
Yeah, I have the fillets, okay. And then I also have some 8-ounce portions. And interesting thing happened to me just recently. 2 days ago, Taryn called me, and he said, I had 6 pallets dedicated to a food service distributor in Seattle, but because of COVID, the restaurant is not going to be able to use them. So he said, do you want them? I said, send them my way.
Man.
So I have 4 pallets of 8-ounce portions coming my way, which
okay.
will be on the website soon.
Sure.
But those are, I can't get that year. That's the only
yeah,
thing
yeah.
that we sell that I can't get
mm-hmm.
year round. So we talked about the beef and the pork and the chicken. There's also some turkey we buy from Diestel on there. We also just last year added our own brand of beans. And I went up to the farm where they raised the beans, met the farmer, and they're all packaged in Colorado under the Barber's Farms label. And it's amazing to me how many people want to buy pinto beans, black-eyed beans. We even sell popcorn. But there's only 2 varieties on the website right now, but next week there'll be 8. And I would tell people that you should always have beans around. They're good for you.
Sure.
I mean, beans and rice are a complete protein, and they're inexpensive. And if things get really bad and the COVID thing hits again, or, you know,
yeah.
it's good to have some in your pantry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we're also adding this year several new items. We'll have in about a month a plant-based product made in Denver here. It's the only plant-based product, so it's 100% vegan, made in Colorado, and it's very tasty and it's very price competitive, whereas the ones in retail now by Impossible and Beyond Meat, they're very expensive.
Right.
And ours tastes better, and ours are made here, not in California.
Your bison is awesome as well, man.
Those yeah, that bison is good. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a great program.
Yeah.
You know, I had someone over last week for dinner, and they had never, ever had bison before in their life.
Really?
And I said, why? Well, this gentleman lives in Mexico, near Mexico City, and, you know, they just don't
sure.
eat bison there. Just, you know, not on there. They can't get it, actually. So he had some bison back ribs that I put on my smoker.
Your smoker.
I smoked him for 2 hours, and then I finished him in my oven in some beef broth, actually, and then covered them with foil, put them in there at 250, and I put them in there for 4 hours. And then I drained off all the grease and the fat, you know, all the
sure.
stuff that runs off, and then I barbecue sauced them, and then I put them on my grill on high, and I kind of burned the sauce on them, you know, got a nice – I like to burn the
wow.
sauce on. And they were to die for. They were so good. You know, I cut them in between the bones, so they look like monster chicken wings, but they were bison
sure.
back ribs, and they were great. They were great. So we have those occasionally on our website, but we can't get them year round.
Gotcha.
But the bison ribs we have year round, and the bison grind is always a good thing to have. And yeah, bison's such a cool item because it's the only Native American item. I mean, cattle were imported on the second voyage from Christopher Columbus.
Right.
But the bison were here before we were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, if you're just joining us, Greg Bloom is with us. Barber's Foods, barbersfoods.com. And again, family-owned, operated, local company. And you know what? I promise you, it'll be the best decision you ever made for your family as far as healthy eating and good products and fresh products. And you can go to barbersfoods.com. And the main thing we want to get out today is, of course, about their products, but also if you would like to be a meat ambassador, just go to that website. And now if you're on a laptop, it's going to look a little different. Greg, let's explain that real quick.
Yeah, on a laptop or any computer, it's right on the homepage. It's right there.
Meat ambassador.
Meat ambassador. Right. But if you're on your smartphone, it's going to be, you click on the menu. You click on the little menu, the little lines that are there, and then you'll see it. And then you know what, too? I got two phone calls yesterday from some people that listened to your show, and they said, you know, I'm kind of off the grid. I don't have a computer. I don't even have an email. I said, well, that's awesome. You can just call me. They wanted to order some meat. I said, you can call us and talk to us. You know, and if someone wanted to become a food ambassador and they don't want to do all this stuff through the internet, just call me. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we're real about connecting people.
Order with Greg and I'll deliver it, man.
Yeah, that's
we'll
right.
take care of your family.
We're old-fashioned. We like to see people face to face.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, you mentioned to me as well, you're going to have ham.
Yeah,
special we can do.
Yeah, we have a ham special coming up. It'll be on the website from the middle of February all the way through the end of March.
Okay.
And Easter this year is Sunday, April 4th. So you want to get your ham from us. It's a Beeler's fully cooked hickory smoked ham, and it's half of a ham. So it's not, you know, it's not 12 pounds, it's 5 pounds. It'll feed your family.
Sure.
You'll easily feed a family of four twice. Or a family of eight once, and it's you can buy just one. So don't go to those outlet stores where you spend $150 for a ham. No,
yeah,
you know, and they don't know where that ham comes from. I mean, you go buy a $200 ham at one of that hickory smoke company. They don't know where that pork comes from. It's just conventional pork, whereas ours comes from the Beeler family. No antibiotics, non-GMO diet, no gestation crates. That we know the family. We've been there, all that. So, yeah, look for that. And then we also have. You have time for one more?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. We also have Fill Your Freezer Special coming up in February. So we're offering everybody a great deal on ground beef, Colorado ground beef, and Pittman Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Okay.
So our prices are going to be better than normal to kind of help people stock up, fill their freezer. We were going to do it in January. We thought everybody's paying off their credit card bill from Christmas.
Sure.
So we'll give them a month to, you know, get caught up. And then, so in February, and we'll probably extend that into early March, too, and then we're going to kind of switch over to Easter hams.
Yeah, man. And I'm telling you, I had the ham and unreal. And I'm telling you, you can go to all these little outlets you want, which we've all, that's all we tasted, so that's all we knew. Dude, huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is just a cleaner, fresher taste and flavor and superb.
I have a lot of friends that are conventional pig producers in Iowa, the pig producing capital of the world. You know, there are so many pigs produced in Iowa, and they are great people, but they will tell you that their goal is to get this pig from the time it was born to the market in as fast as possible. And if you ask them what the breed of that animal is, like what breed is it, they'll say, well, it's kind of a mixed bred pig just to grow fast. They call it a breeder stock pig.
Okay.
Or, you know, they can't even answer the question.
Right, come on.
Well, that pig has totally been bred to grow fast and has no flavor. And that's why you used to be able to go into a restaurant, I'm talking like 30 years ago before, and order a pork chop. And it had some marbling in it, some fat. It actually tasted good. Lately, you won't see too many pork chops on the menu unless they're heavily marinated in something because there's no fat in it anymore.
Right.
So conversely, the Duroc pigs from Team Beeler's Ranch are Duroc pork, very highly marbled, slow grow, awesome eating experience.
Right.
Yep.
Go to barbersfoods.com. Once again, we would love to have you as part of the team, and you can be a meat ambassador. And again, man, everyone, your family will love you, and friends, your coworkers, people go to church with, whatever the case may be. Help us get the word out on this. And it is absolutely delicious, I promise you. I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. And it is absolutely, you will see the difference. You will taste the difference. And it is a great, great price. And again, family owned and operated. And, you know, if you want to pick up when you order something, you can do that. And if not, I've always said this, hey, you're around the Denver area here, you order it and I'll get it and bring it to you. We want to get it to you. So we'll be happy to figure that out as well. And you've got some gift boxes. Let's talk about those just a moment.
Yeah, we have some gift boxes. And we if someone's never bought from us, we encourage them to buy the Family A Pack or the Family B Pack. The Family A Pack is the bigger box. It's a variety of the different items that we sell. So you don't have to buy a full case of anything. Even though our cases are small, everything's retail package. Everything's vacuum sealed, you know, and frozen. It'll last, you know, long, long time in your freezer. Right. But Family A Package and Family B Package are a great place to start. In fact, we ask our food ambassadors, start with that. And we give you a discount on it so that you can try the product, because you really can't promote something that you haven't eaten before.
Absolutely.
And then we have some other we have gift cards there. People want to buy a gift card for someone's birthday, or, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's no better way to tell your man you love him than to buy him some, you know,
absolutely,
some meat.
Some bacon, man.
Some bacon, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's another thing. That thick sliced bacon. Oh, my.
Yeah, that bacon wins awards. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good stuff. It's highly addictive. We warn people, you know, if you buy this, then you're going to be eating it for a long time because it's so good.
It is. It is. Well, again, go to barbersfoods.com. And I'm telling you, again, I struggle for the words, and that's rare, but I'm just telling you, it is absolutely delicious. All their products, you can go on, see all the different things they carry. Shipping, of course. Let's talk about that and just see what. So if they're local, and let's say they live, you know, in Lamar or, you know, up in Fort Collins.
Right. We'll figure out a way to get it there. If we don't have someone in our staff that can go that, we have trucks out on the road every day. We have delivery trucks, so we'll either put it on a delivery truck and deliver it to their house if they're in the Denver metro area. We go once a week to Colorado Springs. We go twice a week up north. But we'll get it there. And if it's somewhere we can't get to ourselves, we put it on a UPS box and it's there in 2 days.
Okay.
So we have free shipping on any orders in Colorado. Or they can pick up too.
Right.
And if they pick up, we're going to start giving them a pickup allowance right off their invoice on the website.
Oh,
but right
okay.
now, if they
cool.
pick up, they get some free stuff. They get
sure.
free bacon or some samples of this or that
right.
or some of those mini cocktail links.
Son, I was just fixing to talk
yeah.
about that. It just
yeah.
hit my mind. Those little smokies, I
yeah.
call them, man. And the apple.
The apple cranberry.
Yeah. And then jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Chip. Son,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
those.
And then we got the sriracha ones too. You know, we get a lot of items that we don't have on our website yet from our producers, like, hey, we got this new item, like these new mini links that are awesome for the Super Bowl, but we don't have them on the website yet.
Right.
So when you pick up, you get perked.
Yeah.
You get perked and for picking up. But we're going to start offering a pickup allowance too, because it costs money for that shipping container.
Sure.
And then UPS charges us. So we're covering all that now in the cost
right.
of the product. So if you're going to pick up, then we'll just, you know, there'll probably be a $25 pickup allowance coming in February.
All right. You know. Have some fun. Hey. Eat good, make a few extra bucks, you can become a meat ambassador today. Just go to barbersfoods.com, and again, you can get in touch with Greg there. If you've got questions, we'll be glad to help you in any way we can. But go on, and if you order some meats, just put in Haystack as your promo code, and we'll save you a few percent there as well. So, Greg, man, this has been enjoyable. I'm telling you, you've changed our life, man. Hey, that's a good thing. You say you change people's lives, but I mean, it really is true, man.
Well,
just
thank
a way
you.
To eat better and feel better and, man, just be healthier.
Well, I feel a sense of accomplishment when I've reconnected people to the food they buy, especially their meat.
Yeah.
Because there's so much unknown there, and there's so much weird stuff that happens. So I feel very satisfied that you say that
yeah.
you know the story,
awesome,
and you
man.
Like the product, and
yeah.
you like, yeah. So thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for having me on today and for your business. Yeah.
You bet, man. Thank you as well. Let's just make 2021 a good year,
it's gonna
man.
It's going to be a great year.
Hey,
it's going to be
as well.
Year. Yeah. By God's good grace, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the Pree to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to goose decoys, from sleeping bags to Sitka gear, you'll find it all at the Outdoorsman's Attic. They offer a great selection of new and pre-owned hunting, fishing, and camping items, and you'll save 20 to 60% off retail. And if your firearm needs cleaning or some work, see Scott the Gunsmith at the Outdoorsman's Attic. And if you've got some gear you want to turn into cash, head over to the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Let them know you heard about them here on KLZ 560.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it is a pleasure to have back in studio after all that we've been through these last several months, our good friend Greg Lopez. Lopez for Governor 2022.
Hey, how's it going, Scott? Man? I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Dude, what a whirlwind. When we remember last January,
right?
We were at the International Sportsman's Expo.
Yes, we were.
Great life. Everything's going along. Tons of people there. I mean, boy, you spent, you know, a lot of time at our booth. And, boy, little did we know.
I know.
Just a short time after.
You know, it really, when you look back, Scott, as to what happened over the last 12 months, you know, you really have to evaluate what happened to our society. You know, what happened to small business being able to thrive and prosper. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened to being able to have that American dream be fulfilled? And when you look back, you realize, you know what, there's been a lot of shifting on the power structure. It seems like today, now the bureaucrats have more power than the elected officials.
Yeah.
You know, and now the legislature, you know, you wonder, are they even, you know, relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Because for the last year, you know, the legislature and all the elected officials have been having to listen to only one voice.
Right.
And that is, you know, Governor Polis's voice. And he's made it very clear he's not interested in hearing anybody else's voice. Mm-hmm. And so it really is interesting how we are as a society, right, trying to figure out, you know, is this still America?
I know.
You know, with Facebook.
It's like who is for us?
I know. You know, and so, you know, there was a time, as you know, Scott, that, you know, there were statesmen in government. You know, and even in our communities, it was okay to disagree, you know. But just because you had a difference of opinion did not make you a monster.
Right.
It did not make you a racist, you know. What it did, it was encourage even more dialogue. We got to get back to those days.
Sure.
You know, we got to go back to respecting the voices of other people. That doesn't mean we have to agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to at least be able to walk in their shoes a little bit if we're really going to work together.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been traveling the state, forming alliances, forming coalitions, mm-hmm. you know, small business owners. I'm going to tell you, small business owners don't play politics, you know. And I'm talking to a lot of Democratic small business owners, a lot of unaffiliated small business owners, and they just do not like where they're heading. I mean, a lot of them have lost their savings.
Right.
A lot of them, you know, are in the virtue of filing bankruptcy, you know, all because of, again, an enemy that we really don't even know if it truly exists.
I know.
To the level that people want us to believe it.
I mean, it has destroyed so many people. I mean, their lives and, you know, families. And like I say, you look back, I think it was like in May, we went to that meeting, you know, for the restaurant people, right?
Yeah.
And then they were going to open before Memorial Day, remember?
Yep, that's right.
And why couldn't it have been just as simple as, hey, we're open. If you don't want to go or you feel like it's a danger, don't go. But you know what? Our businesses are going to remain open. Because they were here lately, you know, they were saying, okay, we're going to open back up. Why didn't we shut down that way?
Right.
Shut down 25%. Leave 75% open and see what would happen.
Right.
I mean, there are so many different answers.
You look at this thing and you can see time after time after time how the decisions that the governor made were completely misguided. Completely misguided. You know, and I don't know if he just chose not to listen to other voices or he really just doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. But every time I hear something, you know, it's like maybe he's just really not interested in helping Colorado. Because think about it. He established a makeshift hospital of 200 beds, in the convention center, costing the taxpayers $60,000 a day. It's unreal.
And I heard... You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think I heard the other day because that's why we didn't have – one reason we didn't have the International Sportsman's Expo this January.
Right.
Because of those beds in there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I heard the other day, I think March 25th is when he's giving the convention center back to Denver.
Well, think about that for
and
a
then
minute.
What's it going to cost to tear that out? That ain't going to be free.
No, no.
Then what's going to happen to all that equipment, all the different things?
You know, and it was like small business owners were on a yo-yo,
mm-hmm.
you know. Really, the entire community was in a yo-yo. You know, the same thing with schools. The same thing with our kids, right? It's going to be hybrid. No, it's going to be long distance, you know, internet. No, we are going to let you in. Same thing with small business. Well, we're going to let you open. Well, maybe not. Okay, no. Maybe 10 o'clock you can serve alcohol. Okay, maybe midnight. It's like things just got crazier and crazier. And I really truly believe that, you know, they say that if you want to test the character of a person, give them power. And if you really want to see how they actually make decisions in a crisis, put them in a situation where they have to make those decisions. And it's clear to me that the governor is not those types of leaders that we want in the state when we face these crises, because he's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the way he's doing this so-called the vaccine.
Sure.
Who's getting in, who isn't.
Yeah.
It keeps changing.
Exactly.
You know?
And then he's saying the day, okay. Takes two doses right now with the two different vaccines, okay, Moderna or Pfizer. And then he's saying, okay, let's give that second round to the first people now. Well, what happens if the first people get it and then there's not available any in three or four weeks, whichever one you take?
Right.
I mean.
Look, Colorado needs a leader with a steady hand. Colorado needs a leader that truly understands that you don't make decisions based on, you know, a week or 2 week trend. Mm-hmm. That's not a trend.
Right.
You know, you need to make decisions based on 30 days or 60 days.
Sure.
You know, and you watch how the winds are blowing. You don't try to dictate how the winds are going to blow, because you cannot manage, you know, the ins and outs of a society and a community. And so Colorado truly needs a leader that has a steady hand, a leader that's willing to listen to the people and remember that he's a public servant. Mm-hmm. He's not a public dictator, you know, and more importantly, he's looking into the future. And it's more than just we're saving lives.
Right.
It's about Main Street communities. It's about small business owners. It's about the mental well-being of our children. You know, there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety. You and I both know, you read it all the time, you know, suicides are up.
Sure.
You know, drug addiction is up. Domestic violence is up. You know, all these things, because of decisions that were coming from the Gold Dome, specifically from one office, not even the entire legislature.
Right.
You know, and so when you really look at where did we end up, I think you can look at one person and you can ask him that question. Mm-hmm. Is why did this happen in the state of Colorado?
I mean, you look at all the meetings that you've had mm-hmm. from over this last year. Have any of these people that you've talked to said, oh, you know what, last week we just met with the governor and he was asking us about our concerns and kind of what was going on to try to get the heartbeat of the everyday yeah. businessman?
No.
That didn't happen, did it?
No. You know what? And you hear that. You hear those reportings. Well, he had a call with the county commissioners. I talked to the county commissioners like, yes, there was a call. He didn't ask us anything. He basically told us what he was going to do mm-hmm. and then threatened us that if we didn't follow what he wanted to do, that, you know what, there'd be repercussions for that. And then, you know, you hear that, oh, he met with, you know, the Restaurant Association. Yeah, he met with them. He didn't ask them for their solutions, right? He basically said, this is what I need to do. This is what I believe needs to be done. And if you may have some ideas, then maybe talk to my staff and we'll talk about it. But I'm not here really to be a problem solver.
Right.
I'm here to let you know what I've decided is in the best interest of the state.
Sure.
You know, and you have to ask yourself, is he truly a small business owner? Uh-huh. Does he truly understand small business? Because the more I look at it, my conclusion is no. Mm-hmm. You know, I've yet to see him make a decision that a small business owner would make
sure.
for the benefit of their family and their future.
Right. Because, you know, there's so many of these. You know, politicians always say, you know, Biden said something the other day in his speech of, you know, hey, it's stressful. We're trying to put gas in our car, pay rent. That guy cannot relate to what you and I do every day of trying to pay our bills.
No, they cannot.
And, you know, pay our mortgage, pay our health care.
Right. Look, when your net worth, and this is the governor's net worth, is over $400 million, there is no way that he truly understands the families that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
The families that are trying to figure out, you know what, my hours just got cut. You know, I used to work 40 hours a week. Now I'm working 28 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how am I supposed to make my bills, right? He doesn't have to worry about that. You know, and it really is time. I firmly believe that all of Colorado wants a governor that understands their struggles.
Yep.
Understands, you know, all the things that they have to face every single day and every single week. And that, unfortunately, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said he was going to do the right thing for Colorado, and I've yet to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We are at a time, Scott, where we need to make sure that we focus on working together. You know, that's why I'm going to Democratic venues. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to unaffiliated places. I'm not just talking to Republicans, you know. I am a Republican, but I want to make sure that I keep my hand on the pulse
right.
of what everybody's struggling with. You know, and so I'm meeting with veterans, I'm meeting with seniors, I'm meeting with everyone, because that's truly what leadership is all about, is understanding that there's 64 counties.
Sure.
Not nine, you know, and understanding that you need to be out and talking, right? And hearing and listening. And listening.
There's a difference in talking and listening.
Right.
There?
You know, yeah. And that hasn't happened. You talk to any small business owner out there, you talk to any parent, you talk to any doctor, you know, and they'll tell you, they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just dictating what they believe, you know, is in the best interest of Colorado, and yet no one has a crystal ball. I mean,
right.
I found it interesting. Just yesterday, now think about it. Just yesterday, all of a sudden, 50 of the 64 counties are not doing a lot better. And I have to scratch my head a little bit and say, okay, so what happened this week outside of the inauguration of a new president?
Sure.
Maybe that helped, you know, relieve some of the COVID crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's interesting.
It's interesting, for sure. And you know what? So many of the things that you said, you know, all last year on this show came out to be very true. Schools, different things like that.
Yeah. And I told people, you know, and I was always hoping I was wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you said that.
I said, you know what? He's going to keep us on his emergency lockdown to the end of the year. He's going to keep asking us to wear masks. He's going to keep, you know, shutting down small business. He's not going to open the schools. You know, even today, I'm telling you, Scott, I'm not seeing a difference, okay, outside of maybe he's going to release a convention center.
Right.
Okay? But you and I both know you book those convention activities a year in advance.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Well, even the designers, because you remember at our booth here, they put down carpet, had drapes between booths. That company went out of business.
There you go. So now what?
And so you look at, I mean, the economic impact of losing the stock show this year.
Right.
You know, the expo. I mean,
look, there's been so much sacrifices that have been asked from the people of Colorado. You know, there's been so much that we've been asked to say, well, we got to do this for the betterment of all of us. Well, I don't know that that was a true statement because, to your point, we have companies that have gone under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people that don't know exactly what it is that they're going to do for the future.
Sure.
Because no one can plan for the future.
Right.
Right. No. Now, if we knew as a business owner that things were going to be the status quo, you know, then maybe we can plan and get creative.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I both know, Scott, no one can make a living on 25% of their income.
Yeah.
Nobody can.
Nobody.
And here's the thing that really bothers me the most. Every federal employee, every state employee, and I think every local employee has yet to have to make a decision about their income because they're getting paid.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's the small business owners, right?
Sure.
It's the hard workers. It's the working class that the governor is oppressing. You know, it's the hard working class that he's trying to demoralize.
Right.
And say, you know what? You are not able to fulfill your own dreams because your dreams are conflicting with the lives of others. And that's not what America's about.
No, absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Lopez for governor 2022. How can people help you?
You know what? Just like anything else, Scott, you know, we are in a campaign cycle. So I encourage everyone, you know what, to really look at making an investment into the future of Colorado. So right now, I would ask them to go to Lopez2022.com.
Okay.
We got a new website that's all coming out. So it's Lopez2022.com. Go there and donate. But you know, at the end of the day, the most important thing that any Coloradan can do is truly interview who the next governor is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And don't drink the Kool-Aid about what's happened. Okay? Because I'm going to remind everybody of all the things that have occurred.
Sure.
So that people don't forget.
Absolutely. Yeah. Greg, man, great to see you.
Same here.
We'll do this again, sir.
Let's do it.
That's Greg Lopez, Lopez2022.com. Check it out. Hey, donate some money there, and let's get Colorado back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Check out the winter car package at D&D Tire. For just $44.99, you will get a lube, oil, and filter. Your fluids will be topped off, and your vehicle will receive a complete visual inspection. D&D Tire Winter Car Package also includes a tire check. They'll check your tread depth and air pressure and rotate your tires and inspect all belts and hoses. It's the Winter Car Package, only available at D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, one in Parker and two in Aurora. Family owned and operated, that's D&D Tire.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical.
Great to see you, Scott.
My little tagline I made up, Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like that?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
Long haul.
Yeah. And man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what? I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah,
sure.
We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. You know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about
you
that.
You know, yeah. So, you know, staying through it, and yeah, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months, but
sure.
All those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt, just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams, so I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
Other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us, but just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off one because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done has made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
Go get it checked out. Because all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And, Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and, man, you were like pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But, man, now when you look at where you are and the convenience for people, parking,
yeah.
I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But, boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, apparently, our old building is gone. And it's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
left. I drove by there, and it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And, but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway.
Right.
From I-25 heading east. So, Very, very convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park, and I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park and walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing. Just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. You can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown will allow you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one, you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights, and you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also fun to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a, one thing where gray just doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure,
yeah, the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where that G15
really
came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you, as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right.
That's right.
That helps a lot. So but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking to for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
you want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got new inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So,
how do you stay? Now, normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know, but I mean, what's it been like now, just trying to, again, stay on top of the trends?
Doing virtual seminars. They've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth, and you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies. And, you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped.
Gotcha.
Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of.
Oh, now that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
it's a rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends. So that, and there's a metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Now, since you've moved, man, again, great new showroom, all that. You've had some growth, and you've got a couple of new staff members.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, I have Bob and Tim. Tim's got 27 years in the business, and Bob's got 37 years. I was lucky to find them. And if I'm not there, they're there.
Right.
So we're still open 6 days a week. You can get an appointment anytime.
And I tell you, I love your doc. I mean, he's been there for several years. And, I mean, boy, he's very thorough and makes it easy. I mean, nobody sits there like sitting one, two, two or one, three or two, four or five. But, I mean, he is thorough. And, man, when you walk out of there, you go, you know what? That was a good eye exam.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of prescriptions from all over town.
Right.
But one thing I notice about his is we don't get the doctor's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very rarely do we have to remake. And, you know, because he's thorough in that eye exam. You know, he's been doing it 40 years.
Sure.
You get pretty darn good at it.
Absolutely. And still a great price for those.
Right, $69.
$69. Wow.
And yeah, I've been pricing that around, and they're going anywhere from $100 to $200 for eye exams. It's...
Well, if you're in time to get an eye exam, give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560. 303-321-1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but, you know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the internet's been bombarded. But what will the internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
That's really interesting you brought that up because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, the one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to, one,
I appreciate
get them for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff for
that,
I
brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glasses you've ever had.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right, good deal. Well, once again, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. All right, now we'll take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Health Radio today. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.